News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Donald Trump's anticipated, well, not much anticipated, but it was anticipated, conversation with ex-boss Elon Musk was marred by technical issues. For the second time, poor old Musk has had these when interviewing a Republican candidate, forcing a long delay to the start of the broadcast. But then when it did start, it went on for 2 hours. It began with Donald Trump again going into detail, despite saying he'd never talk about it again, about the assassination attempt on him.
It hit me at an angle that was far less destructive than any other angle. So that was the miracle. That was,
yeah.
For those people that don't believe in God, I think we got to all start thinking about that. You have to, I'm a believer. Now I'm more of a believer, I think. And a lot of people have said that to me. A lot of great people have said that to me, actually. But it was amazing that I happened to be turned just at that perfect angle. And all because I put down a chart on immigration that showed that the numbers were so great. I love that chart even more now.
I mean, maybe it's a sign.
Later in the interview, Elon Musk doubled down on his backing for Trump in November's election. So hardly an impartial interviewer, but Amy Tarkanian is the former Nevada Republican state chairwoman and she's a Republican strategist. Amy, it was a bit rambling, wasn't it?
It wasn't a bit. It was very much so filled with rambling. And it was definitely a platform fit for somebody who was in his element. You could tell he was enjoying himself. He actually was filibustering and seemed to be interviewing himself for the majority of the time, not allowing Elon to get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, I mean, when you listen to this and wonder what was the point of this, he wasn't challenged at any point. Is this a sign, perhaps, that Donald Trump is a little worried? He needs to take these softball interviews because, let's face it, the polls aren't going his way at the moment.
Well, I don't think this was necessarily viewed as an interview as much as it was just to solidify the endorsement of Elon Musk and then to get free press for 2 hours. I mean, that's actually, you know, thousands, if not depending on the network and the part of the country, possibly millions of dollars worth of free advertising for 2 hours with 1.3 million listeners. So I think in the end, for Team Trump, they probably viewed it as a win.
When we do look at the polls, I mean, they are consistently saying now that Kamala Harris is pulling ahead. She's ahead by about 2.4 points nationally right now. But in key swing states, it appears that she has taken a lead as well. That has to worry the Republicans because this was not the fight they had prepared for.
Correct. And if you want to break it down even into demographics and younger voters, she's winning. With women, she's winning. And you mentioned swing states. She's now where in Nevada, for example, you had Biden, slightly under, within 1 to 2 points. And Trump also, depending on the poll, was anywhere from 1 to 2 points away on top and underneath. So they were virtually tied. But now Kamala, I believe, is anywhere from, 6 points up. And so, this is something that they definitely were not anticipating. I think that they would prefer to have had Joe Biden still as the opponent. I don't care what Donald Trump says now. He now claims that he prefers to have Kamala because, as in his words, he calls her dumb as rocks. And he just continues to further, go into a downward spiral with his verbal attacks. And I think that by having him go on X tonight was kind of a what would you call that? Like a bit of a hallelujah, a bit of a last minute. What is the word I'm looking for?
A last play. Good to see if we can pull it back.
Yeah.
My American football analogies are worse than yours, Amy, but we do take the point.
Well, let me just tell you, it's been a long night and it's 2:30 in the morning for me. So
we really
he's grasping for something to stay relevant.
Amy, we do appreciate you staying up. Amy Tarkanian, a former Nevada Republican state chairwoman and a Republican strategist. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
A Hail Mary is what they call
there
it.
There you go. That's it. That's what we were talking about. Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, where you throw basically a last minute pass because you've it's in the last second, you've nothing else to do. Really interesting interview, I thought, Jonathan. He called Kamala a third-rate phony candidate and not a smart woman, but then said she's a beautiful woman, though, and compared it to Melania.
If you're looking for sense, you're not going to find it in anything that he says.
Okay,
now, by the way, there's also a story that has come through that the Miami Herald has put out that his plane broke down at a conference in Oregon at the weekend. So he's going around now in a hired plane. But somebody did their homework, and apparently the plane was from Jeffrey Epstein's old fleet. You literally could not make it up. But anyway,
you couldn't.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.